In the distant future, but not too distant, Elon Musk and his team of experts develop a technology capable of storing the memory of individuals within large servers, but really large. Obviously, everything is governed by a strict privacy rules, a perfect technology in short. Before never forget anything and are able to access their memories immediately. But even such perfect technology can have flaws. And Todd and James Whelan know this well. They are two brothers, scientists indispensable for each other. They work on a fundamental project for the development of artificial intelligence and are really close to their goal. James Whelan loses his memory, so Todd goes to Elon Musk asking him for explanation after a chat between the two at Elon's lab. They decide to go to Bo's bar.
My brother's situation is really a big disaster. It's getting worse, and I'm starting to worry. I think that this morning he forgot to put on his pants, and I'll let you imagine what's going on to happen.
Don't tell me that you wanted to show up at work without pants. It would have been a real disaster, Todd. I hope it gets better soon.
So, Elon, let me understand. Is my brother's situation so bad with that database problem? The one that holds every single person's memory?
Oh yes, I don't know how, but it happened, but it happened.
I'm really confused. Could you explain better what a database is?
A database is a collection of data designed in such a way that it can be used in an optimized way by different applications and different users.
And what can you do, me?
Are you kidding? It is essential. You can retrieve the information that is stored on it, select and group them as needed, and add new ones. Modify them or delete them. The database is able to offer an interface that allows you to interact with data, providing a specific language that makes storage, modification, and data recovery possible.
I often hear about the entity relationship model, but after all this time, I still have to understand what it is.
It is simpler than you imagine. The entity relationship model is the most used among the design models. This model uses widely known and established relational algebra. It was defined by Edgar Codd in the 70s.
Hello. What can I bring you? Elon, the user, right?
You're Adaf, as always.
For me, a tonic water with ice.
Is this your turn to drive?
No, he does the whole machine. Elon, since I did not understand before, I wanted to ask you, but is there a difference between an information system and a computer system?
Yes, indeed. An information system is a set of automatic tools, human resources, manual procedures, and organizational rules that are used to manage information.
And what about computer system?
The information system, on the other hand, is a subset of the information system. It is dedicated to the automatic management of information and consists of electronic archives where data relating to, for example, those of a company are stored.
Here is the duff and the tonic water. Good continuation.
But this database will have to work with a program, right?
Yes, that's right. The database uses a system that manages everything, called the DBMS. It mainly performs three tasks. It manages, shares, and guarantees the persistence of data.
And what is the management of DBSM?
It consists in the efficiency with which the DBMS is able to work with an enormous amount of data, and in the efficiency which the DBMS guarantees access to the greatest number of users in the shortest possible time.
Interesting, this DBMS. But aren't they all created the same way? How do you develop the standard three-tier architecture for DBMS?
To create them, there is a standard architecture that is divided into three levels: the external diagram, a description through a logical model of a piece of data; the logical scheme, a description of the entire database according to the logical model of the DBMS; and the internal diagram, a representation through storage structures of the logic diagram. Each application does not display the entire logical scheme, but only an external scheme necessary for each function, called a view.
Thanks for the explanation, Elon. This time, I offer...
Take care of your brother.
Until next time.